Yeah, I was feeling really down after the Democratic and Republican conventions. It's like I try to stay as, plugged in as I possibly can, but it's just, whatever side of the aisle you're coming from, it's just been such a divisive, heavy time for our country. And I was booked for a write that Friday after all the conventions had ended. And I was with Jesse Joe and Laura and Jimmy Robbins. And I just did not feel like writing that morning, but I obviously wanted to see them. And so I think we all were in the same headspace. We're like, how do we write some sort of like fun weekend party song right now when our country is, torn down the middle? And, I was like, well, I guess we don't. I guess we just write what we're thinking right now. And I was like, I'm not going to write this song unless we, state which side of the line we're on. Because I, whether you're, whatever party you're voting for, I do believe that there is a right and a wrong with human issues. And so those aren't political or partisan to me. So I said, if we're going to write this song, I'm not going to do the, kind of beating around the bush, not stating where you stand part of it, like where everyone can just listen to it and move on with their day. I want to be real here. And those were the three to write it with if I was going to do that. And I think like being a new mother, it's given me this perspective of protection and also fear of, him growing up in this world. And so that added almost like a hopeful layer to it because it was like, oh my gosh, I hope that I leave this world for you better than I found it. And that gave it a life of, or a layer of hopefulness and not feeling hopeless. And, we finished the song in like an hour, the entire thing, and I recorded my vocals for the final version of it that day on my porch. So my producer, Greg Kirsten, was like, "Were you outside when you did this vocal? Because I can hear birds and bugs and all this stuff in the background." And I was like, "Yeah, I was outside, but I really don't want to redo the vocal because I don't think I could get in the same headspace as I was that day." It already sounded the way I wanted it to. And then I just realized, like, oh my goodness, how amazing and timely would it be to try to get this song out before the election? Just as a reminder to our country that we still have time to get on the right side of history and to leave something better for our kids, for the next generation.